et spes, or the pastoral constitution on the church in the modern world, was one of the core documents of the Second Vatican Council. In Article 24, it states that man, who is the only creature on earth which God willed for itself, cannot fully find himself except through a sincere gift of himself. So we find ourselves by giving ourselves away. A very interesting paradox. We're nearing the end of the church year. Can you believe it? I know I can't. And as we approach the end of this liturgical year, the church calls us to consider the eternal truths. These truths are of immediate relevance to our souls. Today's gospel is situated towards the end of several passages that deal with the signs of the end times and the second coming of Christ. Indeed, in our second reading, St. Paul tells us that the day of the Lord will overtake us like a thief in the night. He exhorts us to stay alert and sober. In the parable of the talents today, Matthew tells us of a man going away on a journey who entrusted talents to his servants, 5 to 1, 2 to another, and 1 talent to a third servant. Now, it's hard to say exactly what the value of a talent was, but some scripture commentators describe the value as the wage of an ordinary worker for 15 to 20 years. The point is that it was a huge sum of money, perhaps even something like $1 million today. When the master returned, the servant with 5 produced 5 more. The servant with 2 produced 2 more, and of course the servant that buried his just returned the one that he had received. For the servants who used their talents to make more, actually doubling their talents, the response from the master was the same. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy. But to the servant who buried his talent, the master responded harshly, taking his talent from him, giving it to the one who had 10, and casting him out into outer darkness. For us as Christians, the meaning of this parable is all too clear. We are the servants. God has given each of us talents, not a huge sum of money, but rather our intelligence, our ability to love, our power to make others happy, and the goods of this world. The journey of the master signifies the length of our life. The master comes back unexpectedly, which can refer to our death. The settling of accounts is our judgment. The words, come and share your master's joy, signify the final reward of eternal life within the love of the Most Holy Trinity. But there's a lot more we can glean from this parable. First, this parable tells us that God gives us differing gifts. One servant received 5 talents, 1 2, and 1 just 1 talent. The key is that it is not how many talents we have received, but rather what matters is how we use them. God does not demand an ability from us that we do not have, but he does ask that we use the talent we have been given. As human beings, we are not equal in talent, but we can be equal in effort. A second point is sometimes very hard for us to handle. Notice that in the parable, the reward for work well done is still more work to do. The servants who had done well are not told to lean back and take it easy. Rather, they are given even greater tasks and responsibilities. A third observation is that servant who is punished is the one who did nothing with his talent. He didn't lose his talent, he simply buried it. No matter where we are on the talent schedule, God wants us to use it for the common good. A fourth point is just that to those who have, more will be given, and those who have not will lose even what they have. The meaning is this: if we have a talent and exercise it, we are progressively able to do more with it. But if we have a talent and bury it and fail to exercise it, we inevitably lose it. And if we have a gift for doing something, proficiency at a sport or an art, the more we exercise the gift, the more proficient we become. Whereas if we fail to use the gift, we lose it. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul wrote, "For as in one body we have many parts, and all the parts do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them, if prophecy in proportion to the faith, if ministry in ministering, if one is teaching in teaching, if one exhorts in exhortation, if one contributes in generosity, if one is over others with diligence, and if one does acts of mercy with cheerfulness." As I continue on my journey to the priesthood, I become increasingly aware of the gifts, blessings, and talents that God has given me over the years of my life through my service in the military and in business. I think just for example of my 21 years in the Army, in all the times that I was using Spanish and speaking Spanish and doing those things, I had no idea that God would one day call me to be Catholic and then to be a priest. And God has enabled me to use that ability to speak Spanish in a wonderful way. But more than that, I know that any gifts or talents that I have are not for me, not for my glory, but rather for use in the building up of the body of Christ, whether it is here in Aiken, in an airport that I might pass through, in my birth state of Minnesota, or in some other location. I remember one time when I was in the VA annex for a medical exam. While I was in the waiting room, the Holy Spirit led me into conversations with three Catholics, two who had fallen away from the faith, and one who for health reasons had not been to church in a long time. When I went back from my examination, two other people asked me for a special blessing along the way. Now, you may just say that that's because I was wearing my collar. Yes, it's true that my cassock is a call to Christ and to the church, but I assure you that if your face, your demeanor, and actions show that you are a redeemed child of God, you too will be drawn into critical conversations in which you can share your faith and make a difference. And you should not hide behind the mask of timidity and say that you have no talents. You certainly do. You may not have developed them much over the years, but that is not to say that you cannot begin investing them now. You can walk, talk, think, smile. You can write, calculate, lend a helping hand, volunteer, reach out to others. Maybe you can sing and dance and play a musical instrument. Maybe you have athletic or artistic talents. Perhaps you are intellectually gifted. Perhaps you are a good listener. Your talents may be most evident in the kitchen or in the garden. The point is, as you take your inventory, look at your inventory. Do not permit timidity to tell that lie that you have no talent to speak of. Consider how you might have been neglecting or hiding the talent that you have. Begin right now to plan to use your talents for the glory of God and the good of your brothers and sisters in the human community. In his 1990 book entitled Leadership, the late John Gardner wrote, "Most men and women go through their lives using no more than a fraction, usually a rather small fraction, of the potentialities within them. The reservoir of unused human talent and energy is vast, and learning to tap that reservoir more effectively is one of the exciting tasks ahead for humankind," unquote. If you fail to invest your talents, the possessions that belong to God and that have been entrusted to you, if you fail to invest, you run the very high risk of losing the talents that you do have and finding yourself out in the dark, wailing and grinding your teeth. Our Lord reminds us frequently that we are stewards entrusted with God's gifts and God's property. The day will surely come when we will have to give an account of the stewardship of the many gifts we have received. Do we think of ourselves as stewards? Or do we believe that we are owners and masters of the gifts and the goods that we possess? Many of you are careful to read our bulletin each week, and that is a good thing. We need to do that. With just a quick scan, you will note dozens of opportunities for you to offer your talents to the parish. And that does not include all of the service opportunities within our community, state, and nation. The needs are great, and our Lord is calling us. What gifts has God given me? And what am I doing with them? How have I invested them? Am I diligent about cultivating the spiritual gifts that God has given me? What am I doing with them? Do we really use the gifts and talents that we have for the glory of God? Do we contribute to the common good with our belongings, our professional work, and our friendships? Our Lord said, "Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it." The church teaches that we only fully find ourselves when we give ourselves away. Are you making a sincere gift of yourself to those around you? How are you doing with that imperative from our Lord?